We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. It's another Lions Monday. Woo-hoo! Bogey and Wojo live in downtown Detroit.
Oh,
and,
yeah, baby.
We got to jump right in because, obviously, yesterday was a complete embarrassment. My favorite part, by the way, of that entire experience, not Jameis Winston throwing for 458 yards, although that was really good, or the four touchdowns that he had. That was pretty amazing as
well.
What
about the one interception?
It was Jelani Tavai actually
had
that interception as well. Second round pick showing out in week 14. No, it was when the Lions had that missed field goal from Matt Gay, and it was still 24-17, meaning the Lions, with a touchdown, would be able to go down the field, tie the game, and possibly, you know, make it one, right? And the first thing that you see in the crowd is the banner that says, "Sell the team," with Martha Ford's face and her stunner shades.
They showed that on TV, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was amazing.
Because I was there at Ford's Field. The crowd was getting into it. They're going to complete one of the great comebacks in Lions history. And then it just didn't happen.
38-17 is your final. And now the conversation, of course, goes right back to, and we've had this conversation quite a bit.
We have?
Over the last, month and a half or so. It's about Matt Patricia, and it's about Bob Quinn. You have an interesting question that you want to present
to
Lions fans.
Now, listen, we've visited every possible angle, right? You want them back. Who do you want back? One or two? Which ones? All right. I think the clues are starting to come in. The signs are starting to appear, I think, that they're coming back. From this standpoint, and I was watching on my little binoculars like everybody else in the press box before the game, an hour before the game, Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn are schmoozing with Martha Ford and her daughter Sheila and the whole Ford game, just chit-chatting.
Honestly, the only thing that was missing was some G&Ts. It looked very nice.
There might have been. We don't even know.
Who knows? Yeah.
But just chit-chatting, a peck on the cheek and a little.
A peck and a poke?
A peck and a poke. It looked very friendly. So, of course, we look at each other. We're like, okay, that's a sign of people that aren't getting fired, right? Again, you got to be careful. You can't overread into things. And then today, listening to the Patricia press conference, he put a little humorous twist on his situation. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a little gallows humor. Like, that's why I stay at the office so long, because if I leave, I'm afraid they're going to change my key card. And that, to me, is another clue that you're comfortable enough to at least joke about it, which I'm fine that you can joke about it. I'm not fine that it's set if it is in fact set. And if it is set, if we're reading the tea leaves right, like they've been very comfortable not making extreme measures to try to win a game here or there, throw in Stafford, throw in Kerryon, at least not yet, putting every living human on IR. Every human is on IR that steps into Allen Park. They're clearly not trying to scratch out a cheap victory here or there. They're clearly acting like they're coming back next year. If it's true, if the tea leaves are revealing that Quintricia is back next year, no matter how many times your people hold up these sell the team signs, okay? No matter how many times.
I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah.
If they're back, give me your unvarnished first thought as a Lions fan. And I know, listen, you're saying, well, what do you think it is? Damn it, why are they coming back? No. We've heard from a lot of people the last few weeks that said, 2 years isn't enough. I don't want to start over again. I wouldn't pull the plug yet. I wonder if they still exist. If they do, you're entitled to talk to us at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. What is your first thought if they're back? Because my first thought, as it seems to trend in that way, but be careful, you never know, but it seems to trend in that way. My first thought is predictable. Predictable. And predictable in every way. Not just, oh, that's It's not just a Lions thing. It's a little bit of an NFL thing. Guys usually do get more than 2 years. And it's also this. Do you understand what the Lions would have to pay to rid themselves of Quintricia?
Sure.
6 years of contracts.
Mm-hmm.
3 years for Patricia, 5-year deal. 3 years for Quinn, moved on up. And then what do you do with Matthew Stafford, who a new regime? When you look at the contract, oh, the Fords are billionaires. What? Well, okay, the Fords are, but the Lions as an organization are not very profitable. They're 31st, I believe, out of 32 teams as far as revenue and value in the Forbes magazine revenue value, whatever, franchise value. So that, those contracts, I think, matter in their decision. Further clue that I think Quintricia will be back.
All right, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text, of course, is at 97136. What's your first thought?
Do you buy it? Do you buy my theory?
If, in fact, they are going to be back, and I do believe that they're going to be back, what is it? 248-539-9797. No, I'm right there with you. I absolutely wholeheartedly think that they're back, and this kind of plays into my dirty little conspiracy theory that
Ooh.
I've been, you know, thinking about and throwing it out there all year. I think the only way that they, you know, could have potentially salvaged this or, in their mind, convinced Martha Ford to give them another year is if they just tank the season out and is if Matthew Stafford, they didn't allow him to be on the field. Like, think about this. Okay, Matthew Stafford is the golden boy. He is the franchise, number nine, you know, out of respect for Stafford. We're not going to put him on IR.
Right.
All this stuff, right? So if you're Martha Ford and you got Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia going to you and being like, Martha and Sheila, whoever's in the room, right? Look, we don't feel right putting Matthew out there on that field.
He has broken backbones.
It's because we care so deeply about this organization and about Matthew. We need him to get right. And next year, when we're all back and we have another draft and another offseason, we'll be able to help him out further and protect him. That is our best move here on out. That was their only way of, I think, getting another season. Because if Stafford plays and he's out there and you're kind of winning games, but you're not, if you say Stafford did continue to play, okay, and they continue to win a few games here and there because their schedule did soften
which
up.
Which they would have won a
they
couple
would have,
more
with
yes. Him, yes.
But say they get to 7 or 8 wins. You could probably sit there and, you know, look at this and go, okay, you had a healthy-ish Stafford, a Stafford that was playing at the best of his career, and the best you could do was 7 wins? I don't think Martha Ford and the Ford family is going to be very pleased with that.
Okay. I'll go halfway in your conspiracy. The phone number is 248-539-9797. It could have come from both angles. They could have said, listen, Martha, Sheila, the whole gang, we can put Matthew back out there. The doctors will clear, but we don't feel comfortable. And we'll do that if that's what you want. But you understand, if we don't, we're probably not going to win any more games, but that's the best thing for the future. And maybe that's when they got the clue that they will be coming back. They felt comfortable. And adding to your conspiracy theory, what happened when they sat Stafford down? They had this weird game of he's questionable or doubtful or whatever, to the point where the NFL fined them for finagling their reports on his status.
So was it a late-night discussion that was going on?
This is what it was in Woj's mind.
Okay.
They hatched this plan in concert with the owners.
Yeah.
Quintricia, and said, God, I mean, listen, yeah, he could play with those back. They sat Stafford down, and Stafford said, no, I'm not sitting. They said, no. Look, no, I'm not sitting. I'm playing Sunday.
I'm not wasting
so they
a year.
Okay, let's let it go overnight, and then they'll look. And he still wanted to play, and he only caved in and said, listen, you can say, but do not put me on IR. If I get healthy, I'm playing. Do not put me on IR. So every week we ask Patricia, why is this definite? Well, you know, out of deference, out of respect, you know, we'll see.
And, you know,
that was the deal they made. He goes, okay,
if
you want to sit me, I'm not sitting on IR.
See,
just in case.
I could see that.
I think I nailed that sumbitch.
I love that, and I love that we just talked our way through that because I'm right there with you. The other thing that I think plays into this is Matthew Stafford is the perfect soldier for it, right? He's never said anything. He'll never badmouth the organization. Right. He'll never badmouth any of these coaches' front office. So he'll just sit there and take it. Maybe people behind the scenes, maybe family members or friends, maybe they'll know the real truth. But Matthew Stafford will never flip on them. So he was the perfect person
to convince. They convinced him to do it, and all he wanted to return was, do not put me on IR. Because that would be a signal that it's worse than it is. You know, if we were playing a playoff game, I'd be playing today. You know that. I mean, and he would.
Yeah.
I think they even said, like, the day he didn't play, we looked at it, and even though the doctors had different, we just didn't feel comfortable playing. Didn't say, like, he was ruled out.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, he had the highest level of probability of playing the day before. Questionable is the highest level, and then he didn't play. I think they hatched a deal.
I like that. What's the phone number? Excuse me, 248-599-9797. That's a good point. What do you think of our little conspiracy theory here? I think we actually stumbled into something. But number two, you know, if Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn are coming back, and again, I'm with you, I think all signs point to both of them being back here. What's the first thought that comes to your mind? You, the Lions fan, heading into another offseason, another draft, and Matty Patty and Bobby Quinney, I like that, coming back for a third year together.
Don't do that.
It's
Quinney.
It's the holidays. It's nice. We're being friendly.
No, don't do that.
Kind of. 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.